Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's E-Sparky, 5 for 55 past the hour on a Lambeau Tobacco Green and Gold Monday. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out, this time with Jacob Morley, staff writer with Packer Report and 24-7 Sports. Check him out on the Pack-A-Day podcast from time to time as well. We're broadcasting live from the Wendy's studios. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Free Frosty within 24 hours after every Bucks win. Packers get embarrassed by the Detroit Lions. A losing streak extended. What did you take away from this one, Jacob Morley?
Is it draft season yet? Those are my thoughts. How far away until April? And when can we start looking at guys? You know, because, hey, we heard it all week, right? One guy's not going to fix this team. One trade's not going to fix this team. And that's right. I think that is right. But now the speculation of what is this offseason going to look like? What are they going to do? There's still a fork in the road, right? It's still... You going to roll with 12 again and just convince yourself that he just needs more help? Or are you going to rip the Band-Aid off and blow this thing up?
You can't. You know? I mean, Rodgers isn't going anywhere. He's got like $50 million owed to him, I think, next year. 59, something like that. Like, there's just no way Rodgers is walking away from this. I don't care how bad it gets this year or next. Now, after next year, I think then there's a conversation of maybe it's over.
I think so. And I think that's right. And I can convince myself that it is just the people that are around him or what is not what's up to snuff, because I think they gambled this offseason and they said after they traded Devontae, hey, 12's going to carry this off, this passing attack. And he's just not that guy anymore. He's just not. And that's okay. Like, that is okay. He can still be an MVP caliber player. He has been that in the last calendar year. He didn't just forget how to play football. He did not just fall off a cliff physically that fast, that quickly. But I think we are seeing, and it was supposed to be, this is the next evolution of the Matt LaFleur offense. Like, it's, you don't need the stars. He's out there playing truthfully with borderline NFL players right now. And that's not to say those young guys won't be good. Like, I love Romeo Dubs. I love Christian Watson. I think the Touré kid has flashed. I think Alan Lazard is a nice piece. But, I mean, we've seen it. They gambled on those guys, and I guess they're getting what they deserve.
See, I think, for
making that gamble.
I think coming into this game that they had in their mind set, and maybe Rodgers more than LaFleur, that this was how the passing offense was going to get itself right. They were going to build confidence against this god-awful Detroit Lions defense that just fired their secondary coach, Aubrey Pleasant, earlier in the week. This is how they were going to feel confident about themselves heading into the Cowboys game. He's going to throw for 350, three or four touchdown passes, and the confidence level is going to be up. These young guys are going to be feeling good, and this will kickstart their passing game. And because I think they were so dead set on that and not wanting to move off of that, I think to a certain degree kind of got away from what was working for them the last two or three weeks.
Yeah, could be. I mean, Detroit came in and said, you're not going to run the ball on us, and they dared them. And, like, that's what stings. Is this Detroit defense is just, I mean, it really is. It's historically bad.
Horrible.
And they're about to give up more points this season than any other defense in NFL history. You would think the Packers could go out there with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback and score more than 9 points, to your point, to get kind of that passing attack on track. But then, of course, you know, just the way this season's gone for this team, Romeo Dubs, boom, out. First series. Christian Watson out again, on his second catch, where he starts to look like he's finally starting to get a little bit of traction. Kid can't stay on the field. So it's just, sometimes it's just not your year, you know, and there's so many ways you can break it down, and there are so many people smarter than us, right, that will go out there and say, hey, this is why, you know, X, Y, and Z isn't working. Sometimes it really just is not your year. Like, it just really is just like there is a luck factor involved, and that luck just seemingly has run out for the Packers this year, because every time you kind of, you know, there's a 50-50 call or something goes their way that you're hoping goes their way, or there's a flag, you know, third and 15, stop, flag, of course. You know, and it's just, it seems like that is just the case single week, which
they had a third and 17 play, Jacob, where it was a delay of game penalty for like 5 seconds. They never blew it, and then Rodgers went running upfield 20 yards and got the first down. So, I mean, it has kind of gone both ways to a certain degree. There was three or four times, I think, in this game they should have called a delay of game on the Packers.
I agree. No, I agree. I think there were a few times where you're like, are they going to call it? But like, that's the whole point, though, too, is, you know, I've talked to people about this, where if you're a good team, that stuff is not magnified as much. When you're a bad team, and I think that's when it does get magnified. It's like you don't have the ability to overcome that stuff. You don't have the ability to kind of like, okay, we got a bogus call on third and 15. They got to continue their drive. They ended up scoring. Shouldn't have mattered, right? Rodgers throws two really bad interceptions in the red zone, and then the third one, they weren't in the red zone yet, but they were well within threatening to score. Another really bad decision, throw, all of it. And, you know, Rodgers went out and said what he said about, you know, some of his throws after the game, and I think he's right. Some of the stuff that was happening out there is really weird. I think, Sparky, we're going to start – I think this is the next wave that's going to start coming in with Aaron Rodgers. Is I think this is going to be the week of, is his arm zapped? Does he not have the arm anymore? Because he's made some throws that, if it, like the Samori Toure, the last second tipped away down the middle of the field. That was in my mind. I'm like, oh, that's a touch. Oh, never mind.
You know,
and that's kind of how it was. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it really is. It's the NFL is a game of inches, and that thing is a yard deeper. That is a touchdown. And I don't know necessarily if his arm is starting to kind of leave him a little bit. I mean, he's about to be 39 years old. It wouldn't be surprising if it is. But then again, you know, last week he flicked his wrist and threw the ball 62 yards in the air, you know, on that flea flicker or whatever the heck that was, that he still, people will still say he still underthrew Romeo Doubs on that. But man, he still launched that thing. So I think he's still got the arm talent. But remember when he said, hey, I watched something a couple of years ago about my footwork.
Yep.
And that's when he won back-to-back MVPs. It's almost like he's gone back to kind of the before that stuff. Like the pass back to Bakhtiari that was intercepted, that he threw 4 yards short from 5 yards away, seemingly.
But that play was the red flag. But that was the red flag play the whole game. You got to run trick plays in order to score on the damn Lions at the goal line? Like, when that happened, I was like, you got to be kidding me. We've reached that low a level as an offense that we got to try and throw Bakhtiari the ball on a trick play to score against Detroit? I mean, that was it for me. After that, I was like, they're in trouble. They are certainly in trouble if that's what they've resulted to at this point.
Well, and if you're going to run a trick play, do it. Like, he had him. You know, that's the other thing. Bakhtiari is wide open in the end zone. He throws it off his back foot for no reason. And, I mean, I don't know if he thought he was going somewhere else. I don't know what he was screaming about after he doinked the ball off the guy's face mask either. You know, he was hot on the sidelines, and people were kind of talking about that on Twitter, like trying to decode what he was saying on the sidelines. But it's like, what was he possibly mad about other than him? Maybe he's mad at himself.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably.
But like, my man, you just threw the ball off someone's face mask. Like, what do you want? Like, you might've been mad because if the entire Detroit Lions player wasn't in your way, that would have been a touchdown. But you're Aaron Rodgers. You were Aaron Rodgers. Like, the cliff that he's fallen off of this year is just remarkable.
You know, the other thing, No, you're right about that. The other thing, too, though, and I want to get to this, the injuries, right? I mean, Rob Domofsky, Aaron Jones, left foot in a boot. Romeo Doubs, right foot in a boot and crutches. Eric Stokes, right foot in a boot plus crutches. Rashawn Gary, on crutches. I mean, my God, not only did you lose, but you lost, again, a starting cornerback, your best pass rusher, your best young wide receiver, and your best running back, and arguably your best player on offense, all in this game with McCarthy and the Cowboys looming next weekend.
And you didn't even talk about the Bakhtiari stuff again.
Him
missing the whole second half. Coming back for the last drive.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, that's wild. It's a mess. It is a mess right now, and it's, you know, you can't fault the guys that are hurt, and I don't fault Bakhtiari at all, but man, it is tough. You know, all the guys that really got them to where they were, all the success that they've had the last several years seem to just kind of be the guys that now are kind of holding them hostage with the contract situations and not really playing up to the level of play that we have expected of them. And that was the gamble that they made going into this season, was they're going to run it back with all these guys. And if you had a board of buttons in front of you saying, like, hey, if this happens, this could hurt the Packers. If this happens, this could hurt the Packers. I mean, that board of buttons is Buddy the Elf in the elevator, make the Christmas tree, hit every single one of them, right? I mean, it is. This offseason, we talked about all the paths to regression for this team, and what if Eric Stokes doesn't play as well his second year? What if Devondre Campbell, you know, kind of comes back down to earth? What if, you know, the offensive line, these guys, it's all of it. It is all of it at the same time. And I guess, you know, if you want to look at the silver lining, that's a kind of an outlier for all those bad things to happen at one time, and that's not likely to happen again if they do bring back some of these guys next year. And that's kind of where we're at, right? Where it's just, can we hit the reset button? Let's get through this season. And the one good thing about the NFL is we've seen it. We've seen teams be able to turn it around in an offseason and be a contender right away again. And that's the optimistic, you know, point of view that you could look at it from. But right now, it looks pretty dark.
Okay, so that's your optimistic version, right? My optimistic version would be, if they're so bad that they continue to lose and end up with a top 10 pick, because I think right now they're like eighth somewhere in the first round. If they end up with a top 10 pick, maybe they do get another Hall of Fame future quarterback, because you're going to be in a situation to get one of those top quarterbacks in the draft next year. Even though you've got Jordan Love, I don't think you can turn your back on if somebody falls to you, you know, in the first round and you're up in the top 10.
And that's the other thing is, I'm with you. Yes. Like, if there is CJ Stroud sitting there, Will Levis, the Kentucky quarterback, those are both Packers type quarterbacks, big athletic, big arms, that kind of stuff. Bryce Young, I don't know if he's a Green Bay type guy. He's a smaller guy, undersized, doesn't have the huge arm. Like, can he hold up in the weather? I don't know. He's awesome. I don't know if he can though. But then the other part of that is, at this point in the season, how do you go into the offseason without knowing what Jordan Love is? If you are mathematically eliminated, which could happen with four or five games left for this team, how do you not turn around and say, all right, Jordan Love, you're the keys?
This is it. Not happening.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm
with you. I doubt it happens, but it should.
Sure.
How do they go into this season not knowing what this kid is?
I agree with you. You're not going to tell Rodgers to sit down. So Rodgers is going to go on the Pat McAfee show on Tuesdays and analyze the game from the backup position, watching the game on the sidelines. No chance. There's just no chance.
The only thing I can think of is, do they put, you know, Rodgers has been dealing with the thumb. Do they approach him? And again, I doubt this happens.
That makes more sense.
Do they approach him and say, hey, we're going to put you on the IR.
Yep.
Your thumb's been bothering you.
Sure.
It's a way for him to kind of save face.
Yep.
To say, hey, look, see, my thumb was sore all year.
Sure.
That's why I struggled so much. Had a broken thumb. And he might have a broken thumb. We don't really know what's going on with that thumb. It would explain a lot. And I'm actually surprised more people don't talk about that he's his – thumb on his throwing hand has been jacked up for 4 weeks now.
And you saw him grasp it on the,
as well.
On the one hit, you saw him. He was in pain holding onto that thumb, looking at the sidelines like, man, that hurt. But then you're right. That's how this all works, right? So if you are eliminated with 2-3 games left or whatever it is, then yeah, that would make sense. Season's over. He's going to go get the thumb worked on or whatever. Too much pain. Can't handle it anymore. That gives you the free look-see at Jordan Love for 2 or 3 games and then see what happens. Jacob Morley, always a pleasure to have you on. Always a lot of fun. Thanks so much for coming on. Again, Jacob Morley, all you have to do, follow him on Twitter at Jacob Morley. Of course, writes for Packer Report 24/7 Sports. And of course, always does our drafts stuff as well. And you can catch him on the Pack-A-Day podcast from time to time, too. Jacob, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you next time.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Jacob Morley on a Pack-A-Day podcast here on 1250 AM. The Fan, as we broadcast live from the Wendy's studios. Don't forget, make sure to get yourself a free Wendy's Frosty after each Bucks win, because when the Bucks win, you win within 24 hours. Make sure to go to Wendy's now. Have a good one. Toodles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.